sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the third and final hour on this Friday, August 29th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. We hope that you guys enjoy the show. We hope that you enjoy the sponsors, the music that we start at noon every day after we're done talking with each other, 9 to noon, Monday through Friday. We then head back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll. It airs on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. My show's website, yourdefendingfathers.com. The radio station's website, the call letters, WCHY.us is the website. We have two apps. The TuneIn app is dedicated to this show. You download the TuneIn app, capital T, capital I, open it, and then search for WYPV, We're Your Patriot Voice, as well as the Simple Radio app. Simple Radio app is this radio station, including the show and the music. Very simple. Download two words, Simple Radio app, then put in the call letters, WCHY, and you'll find that there, this show and the music. Well, we have been involved in some time now, a lawsuit. We were served papers, myself, personally, as well as this show, Your Defending Fathers. My wife, Victoria Bishop, was served papers, as well as the radio station, the company she owns, Michigan Broadcasters LLC, which owns the radio station. All four of us are being sued. Lawfare tactics are being used against us to basically get me off the air and to bankrupt the radio station. We are being sued. We are incurring huge legal debt to fight the fight. We believe we will prevail in court when we eventually have our day in court. We believe that this is a frivolous lawsuit being brought by a very wealthy individual who basically wants to control the airwaves, wants to control what comes out of my mouth, and wants to shut us down. So if you're inclined and able to donate anything at all, $5, $10, we've had people donate $100. We just received an envelope anonymously from somebody in Chippewa County, a concerned patriot. Went to the P.O. Box 650 in Elk Rapids, Michigan, 49629. It said Michigan Broadcasters LLC with no name, no return address. I opened it, and basically, there was a letter inside. It said, Chucker, hadn't listened to your show in some time. Heard that you're being sued. We got your back. Not one, but two $500 money orders. and where your name goes, your address goes. He wrote, or she wrote, a concerned patriot in Chippewa County. Blew me away. Brought tears to my eyes. I showed it to Vicky, and her mouth just fell open. This person donated $1,000 towards our legal defense fund. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You restored our faith. You gave us hope. And you helped us make a payment to our attorneys. If you're inclined, you want information, you want the facts about what's going on, text me legal, L-E-G-A-L, and I'll send you the link and all the information. You can donate online via a Give, Send, Go, or you can mail us a check. All the information is in the text. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Smith & of Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith & Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith & Call 231-838-5571.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number three today on this Friday. As usual, joining us in this segment is my Farm Bureau insurance agent, Tristan Cole, over in beautiful Bel Air, Michigan. Good morning, sir.
It is beautiful in Bel Air. I've been down to the farm market and grabbed me a specialty loaf of sourdough bread from one of the vendors down there. Spectacular treat for the wife and I this weekend.
Ah, very cool. And where exactly is that located?
That is right behind, well, it's in front of the area seniors behind the senior center on kind of downtown Bel Air. So if you're coming down Cuyahoga Street, kind of just south of the sheriff's department, there is kind of a landmark. You're going to turn down one of those alleys. I think there's a sign out by the road. It's a fabulous market this morning. I encourage everybody to stop by. And if you're not from Bel Air, come on over and visit or find the farm market in your community.
Yeah, we've got farm markets everywhere. I know we've got one in Elk Rapids. We've got one in Mansalona. They're all over Antrim County. So
yeah, Central Lake, Central Lake has one.
Yeah,
so they're all over.
Yeah, excellent. One thing I wanted to talk to you about today, and I got actually a text message on this topic. Somebody had a sump pump fail while they were on vacation. And and I don't understand how people from northern Michigan feel like they've got to go on vacation, because we live in God's country. You know, I never need a break from where I live. But they were on vacation, and they had gone camping, and they normally store all their camping gear, their tents, sleeping bags, and all that kind of stuff, lanterns, coolers. They store it in the basement. So they came home from camping up in the UP, and they started walking down the stairs, and they got about halfway down the stairs, and they hit water. It was a lake in their basement. And I'm like, oh, boy, how many other items were down there? And, man, he gave me a list of stuff. It was amazing what they put in basements. And backing up water, Tristan, sump pumps fail. Sometimes even septic systems, all kinds of things happen in our basements. How does that work with insurance?
Yeah, so dealt with this just recently, as a matter of fact. This is a specific line item on your policy. And so when you look over your coverages, this is a specific line item, water backup and sump discharge or overflow. It may be worded slightly different, but it's going to be similar on most homeowner policies.
Okay.
This is going to autofill at the lowest amount for that policy, and nine and a half times out of ten, that's you know, typically plenty of coverage. And in Farm Bureau, I believe it autofills at $2,500.
Okay.
If you want more coverage, you need to specifically ask for that coverage or for that to be increased. If you live in a lower area, if you know the water table may be higher, or if you're hooked up to city sewer and you are below the sewer lines, or even if you're not below the sewer lines, I would highly recommend that you look at that coverage on your policy, because in the case of a water or sewer backup, it could destroy cabinets, it could destroy a ton of personal property, the floor, a lot of things. You're only going to have the coverage listed with that line item, which the autofill is $2,500.
Now, on that point, for example, we have a finished basement. We've got carpeting, we got drywall, even the ceiling is drywall. My electrician hates my house because the circuit breaker panel is at one end of the house, and I'm always wanting to do stuff on the other end of the house. And he's like, Randy, your drywall ceiling, it's not going to happen, dude. We're going to go outside and around the house. I'm like, no, I'm not going to do that. So, I mean, I can't even fathom. If I came home, got halfway down the carpeted stairs, and I hit water, I'm having to replace carpet. I'm having to replace drywall. I mean, I'm looking at this could probably be $40,000, $50,000, $60,000
or more.
And
now remember, if it's a leaky pipe, that's different. This is specific, very specific to water backup and some discharge overflow. So, let's say that you have springtime water outside, and you've got a sump pump in your basement that, you know, the water comes in and it pumps it out. If that fails, that would be sump discharge or overflow. If it's today and you have a pipe burst and it fills your basement up, that's not water backup or some discharge or overflow. So it's
Got it. Very specific. Completely two different things.
Yes, yes. And this is why people need to really talk to their agent and go over coverages. So let's say you're on a city system and you are in a lower area of town and something fails in your system and all of that city sewer drains into your basement.
Sure.
That's going to be a big problem. You are only going to have the coverages listed for that line item, for that loss.
Wow,
and that can be very devastating if that's an a potential issue for you, and you do not have the correct coverages. This is why it's so important to communicate and talk with your agent.
Well, one of the things that I think people don't understand, and this is why, like you've said before on the show, when you talk to people, you ask a lot of questions.
Uh-huh.
You know, you get really into it, every single aspect. I think a question as simple as, does your home have a basement? Yes, it does. Is it finished? Yes, it is. How is it finished? Okay. Is it like Trucker Randy's? It's got carpeting on the floor and drywall and wood trim and everything else, like a regular living space. You really got to spend some time diving into these questions.
I know I probably irritate people from time to time because I'm asking a lot of questions. I'm, wanting to see some pictures oftentimes of the inside of your house, even though it's not technically required.
Yeah.
I want to know what I'm protecting, and I want to make sure that people's policies are correct.
Well, on that point, and I can understand the reason why you've now been doing this for a few years. Mm-hmm. You've come across, I'm sure, probably some claims already, and you're like, whoa, it wasn't your book, it was people you inherited when you bought the office.
Correct.
There in Bel Air, you go through these claims and all of a sudden, like, oh my god, you guys only had $1,000 for water backup and you got a finished basement. I'm sorry, but you were underinsured. You couldn't possibly have realized that until you had something like this happen, a claim that now you're learning from.
That's correct. This, remember, I know people are very price conscious with their insurance policies. However, you need to look at your coverages and make sure that your coverages are correct. It's not always about the dollar. When you have a catastrophic failure and you're relying on your insurance to make you whole again, you're going to wish you spent the extra $50 a year to increase that coverage from $2,500 to $50,000.
Sure, absolutely.
You know, I'm not saying that's the exact amount, but, just as an example,
right,
generally these, additional coverages and changing these coverages are not life-altering and life-changing dollar figures.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, one of the things that you talk about a lot, and this is something specific that people are hearing you today, and they're going, wait a minute, you know what? My insurance agent never even asked me about that. I never told him whether I had a finished basement or not finished basement.
Uh-huh.
It's basically simple that people can get their declaration pages from their agents emailed to them, and then they can forward them to you for you to look over, review, and start asking questions and
Correct.
Advising them basically whether they need to increase certain coverages. If they were going to be a client of yours, you would have some real solid recommendations for them.
Absolutely. We're going to go over liability coverages. I'm going to ask if, if you have even if it's a fishing boat, you probably want liability coverage on that. Even if you don't physically want to cover the $500 rowboat that you've got in the yard, maybe you want to put, liability coverage on there for watercraft. Or, if you've got the four-wheeler, the old four-wheeler out in the garage that you run around periodically on, it's not worth anything except to you and for you to ride around on, you probably want to have liability coverage listed for that machine in case somebody were to get hurt with that machine. Little things like that, this sump pump backup, water backup discharge, that's a big deal. Maybe it's residence glass endorsement. You've got a big picture window out there and the lawnmower kicks a rock through it. Do you want that to be subject to your homeowner deductible, or do you want the endorsement from that I can offer through Farm Bureau that takes away that deductible for glass breakage. There's just little things that we go over together when I'm working with someone to make sure they have the right policy.
Well, and the biggest thing, and I've got some people that have heard you on the radio with me, and they've texted me certain statements, and, you know, because of things you've said or things that I've said, where, you know, it's only, you know, $100 or $200 a year savings, you know, for PIP changes and things like that. Well, that's a lot of money to some people, even though it's, you know, maybe insignificant to you or to me or others listening. I've been involved in accidents. I know exactly. I've had them happen to me years ago, and it's like, man, you don't want to undercut your coverages, especially, like you say, when the unforeseen accident just pops out of nowhere.
That's right. It's everybody can weigh their own personal risk and make choices. I had a conversation this morning with someone, and they're asking about PIP opt-out, you know, because they have Medicare. And I said, look, I advise my parents to not do the PIP opt-out. If it is not an absolute money problem, don't do it. Just don't do it. You'll be so glad that you have unlimited should, you know, some crazy person careen around a curve and smoke your vehicle, and you have some medical bills in relation to that auto accident. You're going to be glad you've got unlimited coverage.
Absolutely. One of the things that we're looking at here, and I've got a couple of text messages, not going to have enough time. I tell you what, I'm going to give out the phone number, and I'm going to give you the website. These questions are good questions, and I would like you to call Tristan directly because I only got 2 minutes here, and I got to wrap up for another interview that's coming on. What you need to do is go to his website, Tristan, T-R-I-S-T-O-N, Cole, C-O-L-E.com. That's his website. Or as soon as we get off the radio together right here at 11:30, you can get him at his office. It's 231-533-6489, or just text me TC for Tristan Cole.
Yeah,
again, it's not Traverse City; it's Tristan Cole.
Yeah, they can also you know, text me on my cell phone, which is 231-631-6659, and we can go back and forth that way as well.
Okay, very good. Because I didn't want to give that out without your permission.
That's okay.
That's okay. All right. And, well, here's what I'm going to do, folks. The screenshot, the information, I will revise it and include his cell phone in there so that you guys can actually see it, as well as the office number, as well as the website. So
yeah, I like text messages because then we can go back and forth with things. They can text pictures of their declaration pages if that's easier than, you know, scanning and emailing and that kind of thing. They can screenshot if they're, you know, coming off the Progressive app, or, you know, it's it just works really well, you know, with today's technology to often use a text message.
Very good, good, good. And lastly, get your deck pages from your agents. You can email them to Tristan. Give him a call. He'll give you the email address. He'll look them over, have a conversation with you, see if, number one, he can save you some money, but more importantly, tell you where you are underinsured, and if you were one of his clients, what he would recommend by, I hate to say it, answer all the dang questions Tristan's going to ask you.
That's just what it is. That's so we want to make sure we're accurate.
Yep, absolutely. Appreciate it, sir. Well, listen, you have a great Labor Day weekend. Final thoughts, give you about 20 seconds to wrap up.
Yeah, I just would encourage people to get out and enjoy beautiful northern Michigan on one of our, you know, final free holiday weekends. Maybe go up and walk the Mackinac Bridge. It's something I've done periodically since I was a little kid. There's nothing like it, but get out and enjoy the weekend and have fun with your family.
Thank you, Tristan. We appreciate you, man. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
Final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News.